Well, a warm welcome to this talk. It's Thursday, the 4th of July, 2024, and a happy anniversary to all our friends stateside from 1776. We will be watching with interest over the rest of this year what uses and how you utilise your newfound freedom. Let's hope you do slightly better than the somewhat dysfunctional situation we have in the United Kingdom. Now, we're going to be looking at excess deaths today, and I'm going to be taking data from here to begin with. This is the OECD, Office for Economic Cooperation and Development, who produce huge amounts of data and on all sorts of topics, but we're looking specifically at excess deaths today. So let's get straight down to some of these, and then we'll compare that with our world in data, and we'll see that there is broad similarities, but we'll also see that this trend is continuing where we have the data through 2022, through 2023, into 2024, and no one seems to be making a song and dance about it and really saying much about it at all, which is still really quite bemusing because the numbers are high. As always, of course, check out the direct link for yourself. That's the OECD one. That is the Our World in Data link just there. So always check out what we are saying. Now, figures for the United Kingdom. Now, this is from January 2023 all the way through to week 16 in 2024. 63,455 excess deaths, more people dying than we would expect. That gives us a weekly average of 7.9% of excess deaths persisting. United States, again, we've got data here from January, 1st of January 2023 through to week 16 of 2024. 366,000 deaths, 894, huge number of excess deaths remaining. And the weekly average for that whole period is still 10%. So we're still seeing high levels of excess deaths in the UK and the United States. And this is, the OECD, we're not going to go into how the OECD gets its data compared to our world in data, but we know there's been changes in the way the data has been collected in the UK, which many people, including myself, weren't that happy about because it's difficult to compare apples and oranges. The before and after makes the comparison somewhat difficult. Australia. 1st of January 2023, only through to week 47, 2023 in Australia from the OECD data. But in that time, 18,421 excess deaths, 12.9% on average from the OECD data. Now, Canada. Canada, 1st of Jan 2023 through to week 6, 2024, 59,000 excess deaths. Weekly average there is 19.1%. The excess deaths have remained high in Canada, and we'll see that this is basically confirmed by the Our World in Data figures in a minute. So quite what's going on there is not entirely clear, but remarkably sad. Weekly average for weeks 1 to 16 in 2024 is still 14.6%. So in 2024, weekly average excess deaths in Canada, 14.6%. So we see this persisting into 2024. Slightly lower level, we're pleased to see, but still persisting. And of course, we're seeing commonality between countries, which makes you think there's going to be commonality of causality between countries. Israel, 7,332 excess deaths. Weekly average 12.5%, and this is all the way through from 1st of Jan 2023 to week 16, 2024. And I've just put the figures here for week 16, weeks 1 to 16, 2024. These are the weekly averages, and you can see them there, 5.8%, 17%, 26.7%, 10.3%, even 28.8% there. But you can see it's still pretty high. So again, we see the excess deaths being carried through in Israel, like other countries, into 2024. This is kind of a bit like old news now. People don't seem to be talking about it yet. There's still more people dying than we would expect. This is a massively serious issue. Why is this not getting more exposure? Netherlands, 25,000. So this is up to week 16, 2024. 25,000 excess deaths, weekly average 13%, much the same for the first 16 weeks of 2024. similar trend in the Netherlands. New Zealand, again, not good in New Zealand, 6,303 excess deaths. Weekly average 15.3%, and again, that's through to week 16 of 2024. So I'm afraid we are seeing this as a common pattern. Excess deaths are being maintained compared to what we would expect. And you would have expected most of the vulnerable people to die already, which is a crude way to put it, but true. And yet, excess deaths are continuing. Now, let's look at some graphical data now from Our World in Data. Now, starting off with the graphic of the United States from 2020 all the way through to 2024, we see consistent excess deaths. High in 2022, a little lower in 2023, looking like a lower in 2024, but these are still around about 4 to 5% figures. Just to give a bit of a blow up there, we can see the numbers have been high, even as high as 20% there, but consistently in 2023, we see well over the 10% mark. Let's hope this downward trajectory here continues. United Kingdom, again, this is the 0% line, so we've been above excess deaths, or what we would expect for excess deaths, pretty consistently in the UK. And then again, looking at it more closely, we can see that from 2022, we've been often, well above the 10% mark, and round about the 8% mark at the moment, still persisting. Australia, high excess deaths in Australia, still around about the 15% mark we can see there, unfortunately. Now, Australia is, as far as I know, the only country in the world to have an official investigation into excess deaths. We are going to hopefully be looking at that again shortly. Other countries don't seem to be bothering. And it's not a topic for mainstream media discussion either. It really is quite bemusing that all these extra people are dying, and yet, I don't know, but people in denial about their own mortality. I can't really quite explain why there's not more talking about this and more outrage and everything about this. It's just very, very strange to me. But there you go. That's Australia with their inquiry, which is good. It's a bit of a blow up there of Australia. We can see that the figures have been persistently high. That's again from 2022. Canada, well, dear me, still carrying on increasing in Canada, up to about the 25% mark at the moment. One gets the impression there are really quite significant problems on a number of levels in Canada. But I don't know it in any great detail. If you're Canadian, do let me know what is concerning you particularly, and how concerned you are about this excess death situation that is still apparently increasing in Canada. Denmark, again, fairly high levels. This is the 10% line here, so we still see it's fairly consistent. It's only dropped below the zero line a few times in Denmark. Finland, it's been very high as well. Again, down now. Let's hope that's genuine and hope that persists. But really been quite high there, particularly in 2021, 2022, 2023 in Finland. Ireland, again, high, round about 19% at the moment, and has been consistently so. Japan, well, that's taking us up to, that's going to April 2024, but we see the figures there are about, 18% for excess deaths in Japan, and have been climbing. Really quite an alarming upward trajectory in a few countries still. Netherlands, again, that's the 20% line, so we can still see that we've still got reasonably high excess deaths ongoing in Netherlands. New Zealand, well, really quite high. This is the 10% line here, so recently, we can see that New Zealand spent much more time above the 10% line. In fact, often above the 20% line for excess deaths, and continuing in New Zealand. Romania, Eastern European countries often are having lower excess deaths than the more sophisticated, whatever you want to, however you want to define that, more Western countries. So good to see that the deaths are lower than average in Romania and several other Eastern European countries. Now, this is Singapore. Now, the reason I put this on is Singapore is often, Singapore, if you've been to Singapore, is a very sophisticated country. So health services are good. So it looks like whatever's causing these excess deaths is affecting Singapore. And we can't attribute it to difficulty in healthcare provision in Singapore, like we possibly can attribute some of it in other countries. But it's going on. Some international factor, I believe, is causing this. Factors are causing this. But Singapore, you know, it's 24-25% there in the sophisticated, small, well-organized country of Singapore. South Korea, likewise, the figures are still high, around about 20% in South Korea. Bit of a blow up there of South Korea, just showing the 20% line and the amount of time since early 2022 that have been way above. This is the 15% line, so consistently high in South Korea. Taiwan, again, quite sophisticated health services in Taiwan, but 2022, even into 2024, excess deaths remaining high in Taiwan. Thailand, likewise. So I'm afraid we are still seeing this global trend in excess deaths. And we really could do with some explanations for it, at least more public awareness and concern, or mainstream media concern. I know from feedback from you that many of you are extremely concerned, and sad to see that this is persisting, albeit at a low level in the United Kingdom and the United States, but at higher levels in some countries into 2024. So do let me know your thoughts on that. Election day today in the United Kingdom, one coming up in the United States as well. Let's hope we make the right choices. I'm sure we may not. And it really is quite strange that things do seem to be quite dysfunctional at the moment. And if we're ignoring excess deaths, to me, that is an alarming sign for civilization as a whole. But make what you will of that, and do let me know what you think. But for now, thank you for watching.